NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle says the president's proposed budget includes less funding for a program that would help extend Metrorail from the University at Buffalo's campus on Main Street to UB's North Campus in Amherst.
If that funding goes away, that would be devastating to that project.
The proposed $1.2 billion light rail extension, Minkle says, would nearly double the length of the current six-mile system and also double ridership by about 30,000 people a day. She says a program for funding upgrades at the former DL&W terminal next to Canalside is also in jeopardy. Minkle says both projects would spur economic development, increase property values near Metrorail, and create jobs.
These are projects that have a very positive, tremendous impact on the community. So for them not to move forward, it is not good for us as a community during a time when we're seeing a wonderful momentum that's going on within this Buffalo Renaissance.
Along with possible cuts for future projects, Minkle says President Trump's proposed budget includes an overall decrease in transit funding. But she says with help from the region's congressional delegation, she's optimistic that the funding will be restored. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.